In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, at the wedding of Cana, the Blessed Mother is mentioned first. Jesus seems to be there because of Mary's relationship to the couple being married. It is important to note that where Mary is invited, where Mary is loved, where Mary is honored, there will Jesus be found. In this passage of the Gospel, the Blessed Virgin Mary is a key guest. She is the key reason that Jesus was invited. You probably noticed that the name of that couple being married is not mentioned. It means that the event that took place at this wedding is much more important than the parties and the banquet itself. It was something beyond this particular couple. No names are used except the names of Mary and Jesus, because this particular marriage sets the stage for what happens between the Son of God and whole humanity. The Son of God, of course, is Jesus. Humanity is represented first by Mary, who is the first of all mankind to be saved by Jesus through her Immaculate Conception. The rest of humanity is represented by the others. The others who receive Mary's instruction, do whatever he tells you. Dear friends, in Cana, God wants to join himself permanently to humanity in love. And so, this can symbolically be called a marriage. And since his greatest sacrificial love is expressed on Calvary, Calvary can be considered the height of the marital love, marital commitment. So what is happening at this wedding is much, much bigger than the marriage of an individual couple. When Mary points out to Jesus the lack of wine, they have no wine, Jesus says to his mother, "Woman, what is that to me and to you?" It would be totally inaccurate and superficial to consider this to be a rebuke towards Mary, as if Jesus is upset with her. What Jesus does here is nothing like that. When he calls Mary woman, it is because what she is doing on behalf of whole humanity. She's a new Eve, the first Eve in the Garden of Eden was the mother of all the living, and that is what her name meant. The Blessed Virgin Mary is a new Eve, begging the new Adam, Jesus, to perform a miracle, to hasten the hour that will restore humanity to its fullness, bring humanity eventually back to glory. Calling Mary woman acknowledges the significant place of Mary at the front of all humanity. Jesus will call her woman a second time at the cross, as he gives the beloved disciple John to her. There also, he's doing something quite symbolic that involves more than St. John and Mary. That act involves all of humanity. Jesus questioned, woman, what is that to me and to you? Is the question packed with love and wonder? And the realization that the times has come for a manifestation of glory that will begin the wedding process leading up to Calvary. What is that to me and to you? It is the program, it is the plan for the salvation of humanity. We can hear this morning Jesus talking to Mary and telling to her, Mom, you are asking me to fulfill the Father's will, his plan for the salvation of mankind. Although you love me more than any mother could love a son, you are asking me to begin the ministry that will lead to my death. It will reveal the glory that many will accept for their salvation, but many others will reject it and bring about my crucifixion. What is it? What is that to me and to you? It is the world's salvation and nothing less. Mary cannot perform miracles on her own. She cannot work miracles on her own. Anytime she acts through her son. This is our faith. When we pray to her, when we call on her, we ask her to bring our needs to Jesus, just like she brought the need of the couple in Cana to him. Mary often acts like she did in Cana, before we even know we have a problem. Because of her mercy, she looks out and acts out of love before we are often aware that we have a problem. Jesus himself wills that we have this type of relationship with his mother. She will give us the direction we need. She will rectify the things that are not as they should be. And she will show us how to use our energy, our time, our talents God has given us. Let's take her as our mother and teacher. And let us not be afraid to consult her even in little things. Nothing escapes the loving attention of her heart, of her maternal side. We should have every confidence that Mary, our mother, is looking down on all of us with maternal love and similarly interceding for us with her son right now, even when we do not know what we need. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.